You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Gemara in Masechta Nida Daf Mem Hem Beis. The Mishnah says like this: Bas Achas Esre Shana V'Yom Echad. A girl who is 11 years old in one day, meaning in her 12th year, Nidorea Nivdokim. Her vows are checked, right? So in other words, more than one day, a day in 12, then 11 years, we check her Nidorim. That's Mufla Somuch. And but 12 shana v'yom echad, if she's more than 12 years old, 12 day, years one day, nidareya kayomin, right? And this is the the concept of a girl that she becomes a gdoila at the age of 12. Uboid kumkom shteis shana. Okay, and we both keep questioning myself. During the 12 months, during the 12th year, we check if she knows who she's making a nether to is a nether. That's called Mufla Somuch Leish. Ben 12 shana v'yom echad, but by a boy is different. If he's 12 years old in one day, Nedor of Nivdokim. Ben Yud Gimel shana v'yom echad, after the age of 13, Nedor of Kayomim. That's the Nedor of Kayomim. So which means that a person becomes a godly girl at the age of 12, as we know, bat mitzvah, and a boy at the age of 13, bar mitzvah. So the Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, Eilu Divrei Rebbe. That's how Rebbe understood the concept of a godl of a boy and a girl. Rabbi Shimon the Lozor, Rebbe Dvor Mamurim Betinoikes, Betinu Kamurim, Dvor Mur Betinok, Betinokes Amurim. And Rabbi Shimon the Lozor says the opposite. A boy becomes bar mitzvah at the age of 12, and a girl becomes a bat mitzvah at the age of 13. So the opposite, right? So you have a opposite machloket. Who becomes an adult before, a boy or a girl? Omar Rav Chisda, my time at the Rebbe. Why does Rebbe hold that a girl goes ahead? Dichsi va'even Hashem Elokim et asela. The pasuk says va'even Hashem Elokim et asela. Melamed shenatan Hakadosh Baruch Hu bina yisera biish mibiish. The reason is because the pasuk says va'even Elokim et asela, meaning the tzela, which is the side that the girl was created from, is meloshon va'even, building, and even is meloshon bina. So a girl has more bina. She has more understanding than a boy, and that's why she is faster, and therefore she becomes mature earlier. That is the said the word of Rabbi. Rabbi Shimon Elozar Maitama. So why Rabbi Shimon Elozar think that a boy becomes mature, becomes an adult earlier? Omar Rabbi Shimon Bar Yitzchok mitosh hatinok matzui betarbo nichnasa bar mutchila, because the boy goes actually to learn in the house of the Rabbi, so his understanding develops earlier. So in other words, also nature or nurture. Right here we have the nature or nurture story. So the idea of nature, the girl is more mature. Nurture, the boy is more mature. Okay, so that's a machloket. That's how you do a machloket. So there's a famous Or Sameach in Hilchos Nedarim Perek Yudav Loch Dal. V'nei legalot asherim levavi. I have to tell you what's with my heart. The Gemara Tomat Kamatama the Rebbe Rav Shimon Elozar. We just saw this machloket is explaining why should a boy or a girl be first, and it's all question of maturity, right? Who becomes mature earlier? The Tama de Rebbe Krad de Minei Sira de Namanosh Matzum Elod Mitoch Shmatzum Bita Sefer. So there's the Machloikes. He's earlier because one goes to the Bita Sefer, the other one because he's mature earlier. V'polem me'oid be'einai kol me'ayin. And this is very, very, now, for some reason, you're going to see that they are not the same. There's nobody agrees that they become mature at the same time. The whole machloek is between them is, by the way, before you go, nature or nurture. The isha, mitzad the nature, sees first, and makes sense, right? Because I told you, the Talmud Torah, right? The idea of learning and forgetting the learning, the boy is the one who has acquired. So the acquired learning is always driven by the male. The female is much more of an innate learning. I told you, clearly, when they learn by the malach, right? When the malach teaches the fetuses in the mother's womb, clearly, the boy and the girl get taught. But for some reason, the boy forgets it, and he has to learn it again. The girl doesn't say she doesn't have to learn again. So it happens to be that that Torah that she learned while she was in the womb of the mother stays there at least intuitively, right? So that's why we know that there is an intuition. That's why, Bina Yesera Nitna Lahem. So that's the question, which one comes first? But they are not the same. They will never have the same maturity because they are not the same. So he says like this. I'm going to just go back. So the Samech says, "V'ini galotim levavi." I have to tell you what my heart says. The Gemara comes, "Tamad ever Rabshim gemitamad ever mikardim inesir adnit nabenoshim." Here the Gemara says that explains the discussions according to Rabbi. The maturity, the bat mitzvah comes first because bini esera Rabshim and Eloza matu betzefer v'pole meoid beinai kol meayin. So here, this is something that should wonder anybody. The plim gimel asegodlo bein yudeis v'chem v'keiva shekol v'shekol gufei toirat tlim boy. The machloek is when you become bar mitzvah and bat mitzvah, it's a weak connection. Can you hear me? Is anybody having problems hearing me? If you have anything, just put on the chat if you have any problems hearing me. Okay, so he says, "Dover shekol gufei Torah tluim boy malchus misa korban kiddushin chalitza gitin v'chayoyitze baze." If you look at this, is a foundational machloikis, right? Because the question is, when do you become mature? When you become responsible? When you become liable? Is machloikis a boy or a girl, 12 or 13? And here Chazal is saying it's a question of das. Who becomes mature? It's a question of maturity. You go to school. How long call boki be Talmud? You did the Katali, you know, Mashenu Moilit. Says Meshachochma, says the Sameach. But anybody who learns the Chazal, they understand that what defines maturity, what defines adulthood in Yiddishkeit, is not the fact that you have knowledge, that you have das. But Cotton is the one who gives birth. The question and the criteria to actually be an adult is when you can have children. Has nothing to do with us. Shenemar ve'ish ki yozid. Right? Ish ki yozid. Ish. Uktana inyona mashena yoledes zubonim kisimonim. And the girl is immature. She's still a child and she can't give birth. Harai the Gemara says, bonim adem kisimonim. Having children is in itself a proof of adulthood. And just look at what the real writes in the Toises. Perek Kamed Yivomis. And a girl gives birth earlier because of her nature. Meaning she becomes a bat mitzvah earlier for a simple reason, because she's able to give birth or she's able to procreate earlier. And above all, Ben Ezra says in his Pirush, V'chenisa b'Sanhedrin. Right? And in Sanhedrin, we have the exact same thing. The Gemara says that it's a girl, she is more precocious. So, but nothing to do. But it all has to do with. So the machloikes should be. First of all, should we not be a machloikis? But what is the criterion of adulthood has to be when a girl or a boy can give birth or can have children. So what is the das? V'yodea ha'emes yodea ki nitzarti al zeh, says the Meshech Chochma, says the Osameach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, know that I suffered on this question. I thought it was important to see, this is somebody, he writes, this question bothered me to no end. The machloikis in the Gemara is, what is adulthood? In adulthood, is a question of who becomes mature first. It's a question of maturity. Says the Osamech, it's not a question of maturity. The whole idea of adult in halacha is procreation, the ability to have children. But I realize that even though the Gemara here doesn't go into this, but Divrei Torah like this, the South is one suya doesn't explain it and not the Siyaga does. The Rav Chisda, the Omar Kamatam, the Rav Shimon, Iyu, Suvi Sanhedrin, the Kot Moili, the only reason Rav Chisda has this idea of the criteria of adulthood to be dependent upon knowledge, upon maturity, is because he holds that children can give birth. They can have children. Children, even when you are there, you could procreate. And therefore, you cannot define adulthood by giving children. So the idea that the adulthood should be a function of das is only because a cotton can be moiled. But according to how we pass that a cotton cannot procreate, v'chiyozit ish is amazing, v'chen cotton ain sorich chazim ishlogoyalim ken ziyadua de bezet talia gadus v'katnus. So he says, clearly, by us, The machlokes of galdus and katus is not totally on das, it's totally on the ability to have children. Be my plea of the Lord. So what's a machlokes if a boy is first or a girl is first? But then if you might look, we should be Rav Chisda. So says no. Rav Chisda explains that the machlokes between them is when do you become an adult? An adult, that's a question of das, who is more precocious? That's only Rav Chisda, because Rav Chisda believes that children can have children, right? They can procreate. But according to the halacha, that minors cannot have children. So comes out, there's no machloikes between them. That's not the pshat in the machloikes of Rebbe Reb Shimon, because clearly adult legabi mitzvahs, everybody agrees that the girl is 12 and a boy is 13. That is natural. There is no machloikes. So the machloikes, like the behok ule alma moid, the ben yud gimel ugod lebekot uba gimel uktana. So according to how we understand, lemaisa le aloha is a boy and a girl. A boy is bar mitzvah at the age of 13. A girl is a bat mitzvah at the age of 12. And that everybody agrees. The machloikes is mufla somuch leish legabe nedorim. The machloikes is a very limited machloikes legabe nedorim. So it comes out like this. According to the Or Sameach, the definition of godless is a function of the ability of having children, of being moilit. That's what defines a godless. And a girl, is she matures earlier, she's able to give children earlier, therefore halacha is the likule alma moidim. The machloik is when does a person become a godel, a boy or a girl, who is first, who is last, is only according to Rav Chisda, because Rav Chisda so holds that children can give birth anyway. So the machlokes must be a question of das. So the Or Sameach says, I understand godless maturity to be a function of what? A function of being moilit. Now we're going to see that this idea, what defines godless, is it das, or is it the ability to be moilit? The truth is, we see in halacha that both of them have a place onto that, right? So that's the two sires. The two sires, the ability of having basically puberty is because of the ability to give children. So the sires, the puberty is not a question to be begale that you have das. It's the ability to have children. Says the Or Sameach clearly, machloek is like this, Rav Chisda holds that children, puberty has nothing to do with the ability to give children, and therefore what defines godless is das. According to how we paskin, what defines godless is puberty, which is the ability to give to have children. And that's how the Or Sameach understands. But we're going to see that that's not so simple. That in halacha, godless is defined lichoira by both. And let me show you a famous Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer is here in the Tshuva. Says the Chassam Sofer, Hine ze liyeze shon minishalti berav echad. I was asked once by a Rav, Meish, a Rambam perik yud milcho is melochim alocha beis. The Rambam writes the following, Leolam ein noin shimehem lim kotnum velo cheresh lo sheite agoy. He is mechuyev in sheva mnitzaz b'ninoch. But if the goy is a cotton, is a cheresh or shoite, you cannot punish them because they are not mature and therefore they have no chiva mitzvahs. So this Rav asked Chassam Sofer, Hale'il v'perek tes alocha al alocha tes. The Rambam writes in Nilchus Melochim, Shelo notznu ashuri bela lisro levad, that this idea of shiurim, right? Shiurim is a Jewish concept. There's no shiurim by a goy. A goy is chayev if he steals anything, even less than Shove Pruta. Because the idea of shiurim, measurements, it's a Jewish concept. So the Rav asked the Chassam Sofer a famous question, Ukvar kosav harav shmichuva, the Rosh writes in the Tshuva, the Zman HaGadlus lebeas yudeis uleben yugimel, this concept that a girl is mature, she becomes bas mitzvah 12, and a boy 13, the Rosh writes, Ma'avos Cyrus, in the fact that you have to have puberty, which means the concept of being moilit and das, shurim hakol bichlal shurim shenemru aloha l'moshe m'sinai. The Rosh writes that this is aloha l'moshe m'sinai. Shurim is aloha l'moshe m'sinai. Oy bazoi, if the shurim are aloha l'moshe m'sinai, and the goyim have no aloha l'moshe m'sinai, how can the Rambam say that a cotton is not chayev? It doesn't get punished for Shiva Mitzvah Bnei Noach. The whole idea of Bar Mitzvah and Bas Mitzvah is a Jewish idea. Why? Because Aloha L'Moshe M'Sinai. That's the question. So he says, Kevan Shein Shurim Vibne Noach, my Tama Ipatera Katan. Why is a cotton potter? If it's a lochal Moshe Visinai, and by Goyim, this is not applicable. The question that they asked some Sefer. We shafted the Vadai Ainshun Svaralotch Dog Binyamo. Said some Sefer, one second. To punish a child, a little child, who doesn't understand anything, clearly doesn't make any sense. Why very one who's a potter? Even that goy, meaning a child who doesn't know what he's doing, is going to be punished? Doesn't make any sense. He's an onus. We know that a girl, where even she accepted to have some kind of relations with somebody, that's called rape. There is statutory rape in Aloha. The Rambam also agreed this statutory rape. Why? Because a child who has no das, he's honest. Ella kodesh egiya niflogus reuven. So the machloik is between the difference between a Jewish boy, a Jewish minor, and a goy minor is the following. Ella kodesh egiya niflogus reuven gdoy lechikre levi. If you have a child who already achieved maturity, he's precocious. He became mature at the age of 10. Which is godly flog is that's how Chazal learned that somoch liish liflog is ruven dolech milev. That's the ruven when he was young, he was very smart. By Israel, that's not enough. Even if the guy at the age of 10 is a genius, he knows Shas, you know, these art school stories, the guy by the age of 3, the guy already knew 5 languages. It doesn't matter. In Halacha is Halacha L'Moshe V'Sinai, you need the age of 13 to have Das and to be able to procreate. That's Halacha by Jews. And by the age of 13, even though he's not such a genius, but so as long as not a shoite, he's chayav b'mitzvos. But by a goy is different. There's no such a thing at the age of 13. If you have a tigok, a boy, right, or a girl, who is a minor. But if you explain, they understand, they're very, very mature. So then, have a godel. Then he has a din of godel. And therefore, the criteria is very simple. By a goy, the criteria is, you check, does he know what he's doing or not. If you know what he's doing, he's chayv, doesn't matter the age, otherwise not. By a Jew, you need the age. Right? So in other words, has to be a specific age, the das of a specific age, and the ability of Cyrus to be able to have children, to be able to procreate. So that's the cotton. The cotton which doesn't get punished is a cotton who doesn't understand what he's doing. There's the MS Borel of United, and that's what the Pshat is. So it comes out of the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer comes and adds an idea or zero dimension. By a goy, it's a question of knowledge, of understanding. By a Eid, you need age, the age of 12 and 13, plus you need the ability to procreate if you have simonim. And the question is why? Number one, what these two things are to have gadlus? So the Osameach writes is the ability to procreate. Clearly, we're going to see there's a word of das. But for us, the das of Israel has to be the age of 13 and 12. There is an age element. Mashen came by a goy, there's no age element. And the question is, if it's das, the Chassam Sofer should be right. A goy has das, is chayev, a Jew should be chayev also. Why is it, Aloha L'Moshe M'Sinai, that you need a specific age plus the ability to procreate? So why is this a defining Jewish trait? Age, right, there is an age element, which we're going to see is das, and there is this idea to procreate. The Or Sameach says the real criterion is the ability to procreate. Rav Chisda, who holds anybody can procreate, the idea is das. But even according to Rav Chisda, says the Chassam Sofer, is das which is contingent on a specific age. And the question is why. Now we're going to add another dimension. And this is very important. We just said what does the Or Sameach say? The Or Sameach says maturity in Chiyuv Mitzvahs is a function of the ability to have children to procreate. Says the Minchas Chinuch in Shin Samechei. Ken Kosav HaRambam Perek Beis Halacha Beis. Look at the Rambam writes that if you have a cotton was married, and his wife of this cotton went ahead and did kinui vestira, he cannot give sota, the water of sota. Ein mashki moisa. Why? Because the pasuk says tachas isha, the only time a woman who fools around becomes prohibited to her husband, if it's tachas isha, if she was under the wings of her husband. And isha is meloshon ish, prat leshes cotton. So there's a gzera sakosov, that we do not give the sota water to the wife of a cotton. That's a gzera sakosov. The famous question with Chaschinuch, Lama limyut, why do I need a posuk that a wife of a cotton doesn't get sota? One second. Lama limyut, hakot shekido shino seina tzricha get a cotton that is mekadesh, there's no get. The ain kiddush of klum. We know that the kiddushin of a cotton is nothing, so she's never married. So if there is a wife of a cotton, you need a gzeras akosov that you don't give sota water, she's not married. So, in other words, this woman who is married to a cotton, she's not married. Number one, why do you need a mute? That you don't give salt or water? Clearly not. And the Rambam says that the eshes cotton, if she fold around, since the husband can't give her to drink, she cannot stay with her husband. And the question is, why not? They're not even married. They're not legally married. So why you need a prat of eshes cotton? That's min chaschinuch ishin samechei. The Ma'aser Rokeach writes the following. Tachas isha prachlis cotton. Listen, this is such an important Ma'aser Rokeach. Ksat kosher. Tipo kleidi in ishos l'cotton. The same question Ma'aser Rokeach asks. Why do I need a posuk that you don't give salt and water to a katana? The chore in ishos l'cotton. That na perakesh mekadosh posuk rabbeinu. Cotton shekidesh ein kiddush of kiddushin. A cotton that was mekadosh ein kiddush of kiddushin. His kiddushin is not kiddushin. Me'ata lema yitzir kro lemote. Bishlema katana. Says the Ma'aser Rokeach. Bishlema de halocha that a minor girl that gets married, the fact that we don't give her, you need a pasuk. Why? Because by a girl, it's kshayach that a ktana should be married if her father was mekabel kiddushin. About cotton, but a cotton, he has to be able to affect the basic kiddushin. Lo itochen me'atera. Says the Ma'aser Rokeach, and people, you have to remember this verse of the Ma'aser Rokeach. Cotton de komar hain godel b'shod yulandu nibur simani gadlus. If a cotton has already achieved the age of 13, which means he has das, but he's not able to have children because he doesn't have Cyrus, which is called a hybrid cotton, in this case, the kiddush mistoifes. So says this idea that we saw the godless has two components. One of them says Meshachachm is the ability to procreate and to have children, Meloshan Ish. Then there is an aloha of Das of Yugimel Rav Chisda. Says the Ma'aser Rokeach, both are real. You have the aloha of Das, which is the age of Yugimel, and the aloha to procreate, which is evidenced by having two Cyrus. By having two Cyrus shows that he achieved puberty. Now, what happens if you have the age of 13? But you have not have Cyrus. In other words, you have Das, but you cannot procreate. On this, the aloha is that the Kiddushin is Teifes. And on that, it is a Gzeres HaKosov, that such a cotton, his wife, doesn't drink water of Sota. So it comes out that, so the Osameach, this idea of Rav Chisda and the Osameach, which is a question of maturity or a question of procreation or question of maturity, the two components. And the aloha is indeed what the Meshech Chochma says, that if a person has, that's body marim ki simonim, if you have some simonim, you could assume that once a person is able to procreate, he has das. And the question is, why these two components make a Jewish adulthood? Das and the ability to procreate. But most important is, the Chassam Sofer says, Das, everybody needs, even a Goy. But the difference between the Das of a Goy and the Das of a Jew, that a Goy, it's a question of, it's a very, very much of a practical question. If a Goy knows what he's doing, he's Chayev. If he doesn't know, he's Potter. By Jews, it's a question of the Das, which is magical at the age of 13. And the question is why. And Haraya, I told you, look, it's so funny. If a cotton, one day before his bar mitzvah, is mekadesh, is not a kiddushin. One day later, is kiddushin. What difference does it make? So that's the question, is what does and the ability to procreate and why specifically 13? And if you look at the Minchas Chinuch, in Lamed Hei Yutes, v'hine bedin bo alesh has been noach koton shein bo das. Now, what happens if a cotton? The idea is that by a goy, you need kavona liknois. What happens if a cotton has some das? Technically, it should work by a goy. Das doesn't have to be because das acher is makne. You don't need such a das. And then he says, why kiddushi cotton inam kiddushin habe das acher is maknesh kiddushin? So in other words, if what creates das for kiddushin is das, so if somebody else, because kiddushin is a double das, the das of the isha, if the isha is a gdoila, should be enough. Because of a tam dichsav kiich ish isha, gzeres akosov. Here is a gzeres akosov, kiikach ish isha. By cotton is a gzeres akosov. And the gzeres akosov is it doesn't matter the das. For you, you need to be 13. Even das acher is makde. And the question is why? Why is it such a gzeres akosov? And the gzeres akosov is unique by kiddushin. The tfisas kiddushin is not totally. Rashi Rukiah says on having children, on being able to have children, is totally on das, but it has to be the das of your gimel. Even though technically das, you don't need such das. If you have das acher is makne, by kiddushin is a gzeres akosov, ki ikach ish isha, and the ish is defined by das. So let's go back. The question is, why the two components of gadlus, das and the ability to have children, number one. Why das is specifically the age of 13 by a goy, any das? Why? And let's look at something with the Shmuel Selyo. Shmuel Selyo quotes the following from the Gro. Ve'ata yere paroi ish novin v'chochom. So says Yosef to Paro, you should have a novin vechochom to be responsible for Eretz Mitzrayim. He nedu amarash amagev Nebuchadnezzar vatitpaem rucho vetipaem rucho. By Nebuchadnezzar, it says vatitpaem rucho, with two tafs, and by us, it says only one taf. Difishayasham shtei peimus. By Nebuchadnezzar, there were two issues. Sheshocha chalom v'leda pitaron. By the case of Nebuchadnezzar, he forgot his dream, and he didn't have a solution. He didn't have a pitor. He didn't have some kind of an interpretation. But Khan is only about tipa emrucho once. Achalom yada, Paro knew the dreams, right? Raka pitaron yada, he only didn't know the interpretation. So asks the Gro, why? Why by Nebuchadnezzar he forgot the dream and he didn't have an interpretation? By us, in Paro and Yosef, he remembered the dream, but didn't have the interpretation. Says the girl, makes a lot of sense, because by Nebuchadnezzar, what was the dream? That after 100 years, he's going to die, and you have no children. So it was a terrible, terrible, terrible the notice in the terrible, what you call it, there were terrible news for Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar would not accept it. He said, you're giving such bad news. Nobody likes bad news. We always, this is like Nebuchadnezzar was like Trump, right? He didn't accept bad news. Fake news, it's like, it's fraud. You never accept Daniel telling him that 100 years later, he have no children, meaning will be no descendants. So what happened is HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Nebuchadnezzar forget the dream. Okay, she is killed Daniel Chalom. So when Daniel reminded him of the dream, so himim lo gamal pitor misvor. So then he says, one second. So Daniel must be true, because I didn't even tell him the dream. Because if you tell the dream and the guy tells an interpretation, you don't believe bad news. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Nebuchadnezzar to believe. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Nebuchadnezzar to forget about the dream. By forgetting about the dream, when Daniel brought back and reminded him of the dream, he believed Daniel. That's why he needed to forget the dream. But Paro also so bad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying that you're going to have 7 immediate years of plenty. So for sure remember, it's a good dream, right? People always want to see the immediate. The immediate thing is 7 good years. I will be 7 dead years later. Who cares about later? Everybody is an immediatist, right? You want to see right away what's happening. Key, this is that the year is good, you believe him. אבל כושתו מתורה, אני אמתין 14 שונה, שיחור שבע שיעה שבעות שיעה שדרה, ואז עשיתי יוסף לראש. Why didn't Paro say, you know something? Let me wait 14 years to see if Yosef was right, and then I'm going to make him somebody big. Why did Paro right away believe Yosef and give him the benefit of the doubt? Why didn't he wait until this whole thing was over to actually do something? So he says, Ma osa kudosh bohu shokach paro iktsat min hachalom. He is very funny. He forgot part of the dream. The dream was not the whole thing. He remembered part of the dream, and part of the dream he forgot. Because you should know something interesting. But Yosef tells Paro, you should appoint somebody to care for Mitzrayim. Where does he say that in the dream? So says the God that was in the dream, but that was forgotten. So Paro, not that he remembered the entire dream, part of the dream was forgotten. וזהו מסל לפורי, הנה שכחת אפס קציר מן החלום. I forgot part of the dream. Why? מילות ואתה ילפרו איש נבון וחכם. This idea that Paro should appoint somebody who's a novan and chochom to go ahead and to plan for the years of hunger, that he forgot. Okay, ששומע פארו זויס, when Paro heard it, wow, you remember part of my dream. אומר, אחרי יודיע אלוקים אותך את כל זאת, after God told you all the thing, היינו, part of the dream, אין נבואין וחוכם כמוך. Now I see that you are a נבואין and a חוכם. Okay? לכן אמר בתחילה פארו זויס, אבן וחכם כמוך. That's why before, נבואין and חוכם was only when Yosef brought part of the dream back. But before, when he just gave interpretation, he was not a novin v'chochom. Ki ha-misupak ba-davar. Rak achar she-zachar lo k'tzat ha-chalom, when Yosef brought back part of the dream, hemin lo. So says the Gro, also by Paro, he remembered 90% of the dream, but he forgot one part of the dream. When Yosef reminded him what he forgot, that's what he meant to say, ein novin v'chochom kamocha. And the question is, the fact that he gave an interpretation of the dream, plus that he reminded the dream, made him a novin and chochom. How does that make somebody into a novin and chochom? Look at this, right? So says the Gro, only because the dream interpretation had two components. First of all, he brought back part of the dream. Right, he reminded part of the dream that was forgotten. Plus interpretation, he's a novin and chacham. And not only that, but he says, "Achrei hodia kol zois." After das of all this, that's okay. How does chokma, bina, and das fit within remembering part of the dream and interpreting part of the dream? So that's question number three. And we see the concept, and that's what we're going to discuss today, about the concept of Chochma, Bina, and Das. And if you see in the Gemara is very clear, the Gemara in Brochus, Omar Avami Gdoila Dea, if you look at Das, right, knowledge is very good, Shenitna B'tchilas Brocha Shel Chol, that's the beginning of the Brocha of Chol. Meaning if you go ahead in the Chol Shmonesra, in the week of Shmonesra, the beginning of the Brochus is Das. So it's great. What does that mean? Why is that great? That's the greatness of Das. That's the first question, number one. V'yomar avami gdoi ladea. You know why Das is Greek? She nitna ben shteyoises. Because it's brought between two names of Hashem. Kel deois Hashem. So between the Kel and the Shem Havaye, there's word dea. That's what makes dea great. V'chol mishem bo dea. If you have no Das, Osu lerachem alav, you cannot have pity upon him. Shenemar, ki lo ambino isem, akin lo yerachem yose. If you have no das, you cannot get rachmons. So what does das mean? So the question, the third question is very simple. For some reason, the interpretation of the dream had two components, reminding part of the dream and interpretation. And Paro says, I see that you are novoin, yev bina, and yev chochma. How does that translate into bina and chochma? And why, what does das mean? Achrei hodia elokim eskol zeh. And das, says the Gemara in Brochus, the characteristic of das is, number one, it's choshuv, because the first broch of chol. It's great, because it comes between two shemus of Hashem. And if you have no das, there's no rachmonos. So what is Chochma Bina in Das? That's what tonight's shiur is about. And we are going to now also address the question that we asked before. Gadlus, maturity by a Jew, has two components, we saw. Either the ability to procreate, or some kind of Das. But even the Das has to be with an age component, 13 or 12. So why you need those two aspects to be a Gadol? Why it's important, what's interesting, that the Das has to be specifically by Jews at the age of 13, not by a Goy. By a Goy, Das, once he has knowledge, it's okay. By us is this age component. Why is there an age component? But even more, we saw that, right, that by marrying somebody, you need Das with an age component, even though technically Das should have been enough, because Das Acheres Magnus says that here is Exeris Akos of Ish. The question is why. To answer all of this, we are going to again go into the Deres Elio, into the Beritzchok. And tonight we're going to explain Chochma Bin and Das and the concept of Keser. And you see how Givaldik Tera is, because this is something very, very important. Again, the Gro is a Deres Elio, because the Deres Elio, you have the interpretation, the commentary of Rabbi Yitzchok Kazikhover, but the Deres Elio, as I told you, there's very little in our parshas. So here is Nivorim. The Pasuk says, Chachomim Nevoinim Veidum L'Shivtechem. The criteria to find leaders of the Jewish people, you need a Chochom Novoin Veiduim. Very similar to what Paro looked for in Chacham Venavon Kamocha Chriyudi Elokim Kozois. Eile Ashloishem Klal Oilam. Chachomim Nevodim Veyoidim is the Klal Oilam. Shem Chochma Bin Endas. Ubishloshta Nivra Oilam. Chochma Bin Endas was the word, the elements that we use to create the world. Moshenemar Shem Chochma Yasadaretz Konen Shabai Bitvuna Ubedaito Toimus Nibko. Ubayem Nasya Mishkan. Mishkan is also done with Chochma Bin and Das. Moshenem Yotoisram Ulokim, Chochma Bidina Bedas, Ubedas. Vechen Ba Mikdash, Moshenem Rashem Baimale Chochma, Imlochim also. The Mikdash also needed these two components, three components, Chochma Bin and Das, Chachomim, Nevoidim, Vyoidim. Says the Grosh Shloisham Nitnuli Yosef. The three of them were given to Yosef. Moshe Nehemar, like here, this pasuk. Achrei Yudia Elokimus Chayv Kozois. Achrei Das Ein Navon VeChacham Kamocha. So Yosef also, what Pario looked for the leadership of Yosef is because he saw in him three things: Chochma, Bina, and Das. And continues, says the Grosh, and then v'chen l'shloima, the same thing as Shloima Melech. Va'iten loikim chochma l'shloima utvuna harbe me'oid, and he says he gave him chochma, gave him tvuna v'rochav lev, and he gave him a large heart, a very understanding heart. And he says huadas, an understanding heart is a das. Now look at the Grosh, why? Lisbol et rovadas. You need a great heart to be able to encompass all the das. Moshe Nehemar, shamayim larum v'aretz lemek v'lev m'lochem v'nechaker. There is a great universe, very high heavens, very low earth, and the lev of the king has to support and encompass. And that's called Das. We have to understand why. We know that the Yelodim, the children of Daniel, which is Hanan, Mishal, Vazariah, he said, Maskil bechokhma v'yodei das u'mevin nimada. Nebuchadnezzar also looked for whom? For maskilim bechol chokhma, chachomim, yodei das u'mevin nimada. Chokhma bin en das. And the question is why. V'anoshim u'mayla bifneas v'shem tzadikim. And all of them, it's not enough. You are chachomim, nevoim, viduim, but you have to be a mensch, anoshim. And that's tzadikim shomru, anoshim ksuvim, shlomar tzadikim doilim. They have to be anoshim. All of these people, who with chachomim nadas, the criteria is to be anoshim. Vehem nikroim balei ha'maase. And anoshim means that you're able to take chachomim bin and das into practice. Kuzel shenemar bechachma uvedas ubitvuna. Look at the people who built the Mishkan. They had chachma, bina, and das ubechol melocha. But they were able to implement. I always say to have great plans, it's nothing unless the implementation is right. You need to be anoshim. The Omru says the Zohar in Chelek Beis, right? She'ele harbo. This chachma, bina, das, and anoshim. Hem kol mainse merkova e mainse bereishis. Mainse merkova is the three, and Ma'aseh Bereishis, to implement, is the fourth. Ma'aseh Bereishis, Kmo Shenemar, like it says, Vaychal Elokim Mikol Melachto Yasher Osah. You realize that Ma'aseh Merkava is Chochma Bin and Das, and how it becomes implemented is Ma'aseh Bereishis, Mikol Melachto Asher Asah Bechol Melocha. Bechochmo Bitvuno Bedas is Ma'aseh Merkava, Kmo Shomru, Ma'aseh Merkava Biyochid, Elkayachochom Umevin Midaitoi. To be able to appreciate Ma'aseh Merkava, you need Chochma Bidin Das, and then you need to be a Ish to implement, which is Ma'aseh Bereishis. So Ma'aseh Merkava, Ma'aseh Bereishis. Ma'aseh Merkava is Chochma Bin and Das. Ma'aseh Bereishis is something called the Ish Bechol Melocha. That's what the Guru writes. Explains the Beir Yitzchok, Reb Yitzchok Isaac Hover. Rezono lema shloisha dargin de chabashim klal akol shebahem nivra oil of nivni amishku besavigdash shutzir kol abriek v'shekos b'chol Chochma Bin and Das, that's how the world was created, and the Mishkan and the Mikdash, which are microcosmos, were created the same way. Therefore, the leaders have to be people of Chochma Bin and Das. What's the fourth? With tzaddikim at the tzaddikim, should be soid. That's something called midas hayesoid. About the chlolim called chabash l'shativ gemoicha. Yesoid is connected the ability to procreate. The idea is that you take. We know that the pituitary gland, right, comes and it translates into the semen. Says the Guru, because Chochma Bin and Das has to be able to be Moilid Peres. And Moilid Peres is Yesoid. Chochma Bin and Das, they create something called the Ma'aseh Merkava. That's the Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the master plan. Midas HaYesoid is taking this and using this power to create fruit, to create something. Bechol Melocha, which is Midas HaYesoid.
You are listening to Ben's Torah.
Noach Ish Tzadik is Keneged Noach Ish Tzadik, Ushloish Abonov. He has three children representing Chochma Bin and Das, and Noach, which was the one, implemented the plan. Vechen Yosef is also is the Tzadik who comes to implement Kol Chabad. And that's the Yelodim, Kiyadu Hanani Mishol Vazaria, Hanani Mishol Vazaria, the three children that were brought by Nebuchadnezzar, also is Chabad. It's Kaimoy, Koshkosberg, Reisi Alay, Labikesh Kushbuklaf, Hoybim Nadasim. If you want Nasi Tzavot, it's Keneged, the Shloisha Ovos, which Keneged Adasim. Daniel, and Daniel was always the fourth. And that's Shlomoy. In essence, in this world, is always three and four. Yud, Kei, Vov, Kei, Yud, Hei, and Vov are the potential, are the master plan, which is Chochma, Bin, and Das, and the last Hei is the implementation. The implementation is Yosef, that he is a mashbir b'chol eretz Mitzrayim. You realize that our Rov is Avrom, Yitzchok, and Yaakov, and Yosef, Rav Wutner already says, that he's a quasi-Av. He's an Av and he's a Ben. He's in between, right? He's an Av because his death is quoted and mentioned in Sefer Bereishis, and he's the only person whose death is mentioned both in Bereishis and Shmois. Bereishis talks about the death of the Ovis. Shmois talks about the death of the Shvatim. Yosef is both, right? Because he's an Av and a Ben. That's why Misham Ra'oroe Evan Israel. That's why he is a Shevet who himself had to Shvatim, right? And that's Malchus. Malchus and Yesoid are the same. We know the Yesoid is the giver, is the implementation. Malchus is taking that. We always know that the Hay is Yesoid and Malchus going together. This is that connection of the always the three and the four, as we all know, the Maral always says, the three and the four are connected. And the reason is because the Hay, which is bringing Lemaise, is both is canalizing and bringing together the Chochma Bin and Das and allowing it to be Mekabel. It's giving and Mekabel. But let me just show you something else interesting. I'm going to show you in a second. Shubim Malchus Chochma Shlemei. and continues, V'chem b'mishkan, v'amah lo yisur ruach elokim b'chochem b'chol mo'okah b'maysa neged ha-tzadikim, and that's the tzadikim, the maysa ha-tzadikim breaking into realization. And says here again, that's the shloish ha-shvorim shenivra ba'olam, that's the shloish ha-shvorim, the chochma bin and dat Hashem, and reviu b'chol mo'okah, and he is the adrichal, he's the architect of the world is the number four. Always number four. Hey, Zira de Avrom. And that's why Yehu, Yud, Hey, and Vov, right? Which is the three letters which represent the Chochma, Bin, and Das, is Soid Lamed Tes Melochas B'mayin Sebreishis. That's the Soid of Lamed Tes Melochas, which is the Mishkan. Yud, Kei, Vov, Yud, if you spell with an Aleph, Yud is 20, Hey is 6, Vov is Vov, Aleph, Vov is 13. Now you add the 6 days of Lemaise, this is exactly what the world is all about. Maise Merkava, Maise Precious. So, now what's Chochma Bin and Das? Chochma, we all know, that is Koyachma, is what you receive from somebody. Is the idea of taking a acquired knowledge, is getting the knowledge in its kernel, but receiving the knowledge, right? V'chochma me'ayin timotze. It's called, the pasuk is koyachma. Bina is taking it and developing it. One is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you, and the other one is our ability to interpret, an ability to create, an ability to develop. In the dream of Yosef, the interpretation, they were both. Yosef brought back the dream, which is Chochma. That's why part of the dream he had to bring it, and he interpreted the dream. That's why when, so says the Gro, at the time when Yosef did both, he brought a part of the dream that he didn't know, and he interpreted. He realized it is a Chochom and a Novin. Chochom is the one who gets it from somewhere. Novin is the Bina. And the question is, what's Das? And how do we understand really how Chochma and Bina is? To understand how Chochma, Bina, and Das interplay, we are going to see something which is, I think, in my view, something Givaldic, which is the Resis Elayla and the Tzodek in three places, Resis Elayla, Likutit, Amori, Machshav Eschorotz. But just to add a little bit of a confusion here, we know that Das sometimes is Das, sometimes is Keser. We know that Keser and Das in the counting of the spheres are mutually exclusive. So Rav Septimus, in his Pirush to Safradit Nusa, explains, V'inyan ha-keteru, what's the Keser? Ki ha-keteru ha-sphira elyoina me'al chochmobina. Chochmobina has one sphere, one middle, which is above, it's called the crown. That's above the head, the crown. Omnam lifamim en monimoto, but sometimes the crown is not counted. Ubim koimu monimus adas, and instead of, if you look at the 10 spheres, you could start Keser, Chochma, Bina, and go straight to Chesed, or you could have Chochma, Bina, and Das, and skip Keter. What is the common denominator between Das and Keser? You should know that Das is between Chochma and Bina. Das comes to balance between Chochma and Bina. Keser is when Das comes to balance between Chochma and Bina from above, from its source. Or if you could balance Chochma and Bina by putting them together as a result, in the lower sense, is Das. So Das and Keser, both of them come to balance, to unite Chochma and Bina. Keser does that by taking Chochma and Bina above to its source, and Das takes them down by lowering them and uniting them and putting them together. That's why the Gro writes in Safradit Nusa, if you could see on top here, V'das b'mokum akeser avir. And Das is in the mokum akeser. What does that mean? How does Das do, and what is really Chochma Bina? And how does Keser and Das, both of them, create a balance, a unity, be a harmony between Chochma and Bina? Only Das does it from below, and Kesed does it from above. What does that mean? To explain all of this, we're going to learn three Rebtzodics, which I think are fundamentals to understand this. Ki Das, what is Das? Resisa Laila talks about Das now. Uchibur Moicha Veliba. We have the rational thinking and the emotions. And Das comes to balance and to unite the intellect with the heart, the thinking with emotions. You have to balance that your emotions are animated by your intellect, and your intellect is vitalized by the emotions. In other words, you only think something that you have a desire, and your desire is derived by your intellect. This is the ultimate Jewish thing. Das is bringing together the emotions and the rational, the intellect and the heart. That balances Das. That's why Das is Chibur. Das is Ichud. The Maskala is Das. This world came to bring unity in the duality. The duality is not a duality in the world, it's a duality within ourselves. The duality between ourselves, in ourselves, is Chochma and Bina. Chochma, says Reb Tzodek, is the intellect, the rational, and that's called the brain. And then you have the heart with the emotions, the feelings, the desires. Das is the chibur, to turn this duality that they pull in different directions, making them together. That's Das. That's the difference between tzaddikim and rishoyim. Hem birshus libam. Hayinu shafal b'shiyudeh shezeh tov libo misavel lezeh. You know that rishoyim are the ones who have a disconnect, a dissonance between what you want and what you know is right. You see, the rishoyim are the ones, what defines a rosha is the one that has a dissonance, right, between the heart and the intellect. And he tries to justify, right? It's all called justification. Justification is getting the heart to convince the brain. But to create a unity that your heart desires what you think is right, and what you think is right is animated by your feelings and emotions, that is the chibur. That's the ichud, and that's das. If he has to be savagely with the crushing of das, the one that's learning the das is the one that the heart and the mind are disconnected. And Amalek and Bilam, that's the story. That's why Bilam is Yodea Das Elyon. What does it mean? You see that he knew the mile of Israel, even though said Lovi, he knew that Israel is important. The ultimate dissonance is Bilam. Bilam, he says, Tomis Nafshi Moise Shorim. So he realized that the Jews are important. He had Nevuah, but his heart desired to curse them, and that dissonance, that's what Russia is all about. V'chen omen, lo tu chaloki nofo tipo, meaning lo tehomen. They told him, listen, rationally, you're never going to be able to get the Jews. When he started falling to Mordechai, because he continued doing what he wanted. The Das is what defines a Jewish person, is to be able to connect unity. Rabbi Isai, we asked why a Godel is Das, and Jewish Das is Yud Gimel. Yud Gimel is the concept of Echod. That's Yud Gimel. Yud Gimel is Begimatri Echod. Yud Gimel, we always spoke so many times, Keneged Yud Beit Shvatim, connected by Yaakov. The Das of the Jewish Das is creating a balance and a unity between Chochma and Bina, bringing the Chochma, which is the intellect, and the Bina, which is the heart and the emotions. Chochma and Bina on the lower sense, and that's called Das. Das is putting them together, and that's why Gadlus of Israel, you know what the Gadlus of Israel is the ability to put together the two and to create Ichud. That's Das. By a Goy Das is knowledge. Does he know or doesn't he know? Our Das is Chibur, Rabbi Isai. That's why state we showed you in the Ben Chesinuch, to marry a Zohar and a Kiva together, you need Yud Gimel. Das is Yud Gimel, and that is Akzeres HaKosov, even though it's Das Makneusei. Because to put a Zohar and a Nekeva together, that's what Das is all about. That's why it's a Locha LeMoshe Misina Yud Gimel. By a girl is Yud Beis, because I told you, she has the Aleph within herself. I told her she has something called intuitive knowledge. The echod is within her. It doesn't have to be acquired. That's naturally born. That's the Bina Yesera Nitalahem. Says the Reb Tzodek, Ve'adua the Das, this is something bringing Das, as I told you, in the lower sense, bringing the intellect and the heart to create a balance between the two, a unity between the two, to create the fusion between the two. But there is a das which is keser that you could unite chokhmah and bina to above. V'yadua the das o mechaber chokhmah u bina. Chokhmah, Lichman says, Rasha lomen mizulas muskolas arishoides. What is chokhmah? Chokhmah is what you get from somebody. The chokhmah is all mishu kabrish mizvar. The chokhmah of klal Yisrael is what we get from a kodesh bochu. Ubina mishu boinim neatzmui. Chokhmah and bina, in a different sense, is that chokhmah is the wisdom of Hashem, the intuitive, the eureka knowledge that's coming from above. And bina is what you develop, like Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebalpeh, within the person. There is this idea of the connection to above, the chokhmah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chokhmah is always what you get from somebody, bina is what they develop. So chokhmah and bina, in a higher sense, is not only emotions and intellect. That's on the lower sense. In the higher sense is this intuitive eureka, acquired knowledge to your own independent development of knowledge. The das dikdusha, and that das to create the unity between the two, ruach hakodesh. Rashi says ruach hakodesh. That's the keser. And you see, the pirush Rashi mechaber binosim chokhma shel Hashem Yisborach. You in life you have to balance between initiative, between creativity, and being and taking action and taking initiative and realize it's all min HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'yadu amak shakol Hashem Yisborach v'zeh ruach HaKodesh. And you realize that what you're saying is in essence almost intuitive gift of knowledge. Once you do that, you realize that as much as you do, it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's keser. Keser is the ability to, when you do and you look, and you look at Chazal, right? The Chazal say, Torah Shebaal Peh is called always Aliba, on the heart. Because it's Bina. That is our own understanding, but our always understanding has to connect to something which is above rational, which is something mystical, which is something transcendent. V'zeu Moshe Milgav Yaakov Milbar. That's Moshe. Is from inside, and Yaakov is from the outside. Tikkun Zohar. Achitzon is umidas emes leYaakov. That's emes leYaakov. Koni gleus fas emes tikkun leAv. Yaakov ishtam. Yaakov Avinu is ishtam, right? He's a tam. Tam is tmimus. Tmimus. The idea is that he is not foolish, but he doesn't think. He is a very simple-minded. Utmimus epecha chokma. Tmimus is the opposite of chokma. V'arushin lo chokmit zadas v'klarki makli akol meshev izborah v'sag b'tmimusa. Tmimus is that you don't overthink. You realize that things flow. There is a higher flow. Shelo lachkor izborah. Kaloi no makir shar mitzidenu shum kov shum chiyus klal. Because we realize that as much as we think, we're so limited. Umande yoiv chayiv koyech v'chom shal koyech zanev shakudosh Baruch Hu is the source of everything. That is exactly Das. Das is connecting your Chochmah, your Bina, to the ultimate Chochmah, which is Keser, transcending to above. So Chochmah, Das of above, is connecting the human interpretation, human understanding, connecting to a higher form of understanding, to an apophatic kind of understanding. All the understanding has to be connected to something higher. If you don't connect to something higher, you're missing Das. Das, again, is the Yichud. And then he explains that that's exactly the Koyach Hara. The Koyach Hara is that the human intellect is severed, is separated from the big Das. So that's why we saw the Das. If you go back, just I want to go back and we're going to see in a second. We saw in the Gemara. What's Das? Das is the beginning of all the brachas. Because all the beginning of Avodah Zarah is realizing that we need to connect. We connect in the lower sense, the intellect and the emotions, the feelings, the desires of the rational. But then we have to connect to above. The intellect, the rational, connecting to the irrational, to the mystical, to the above. And that connection is what Avodah Zarah is. And therefore, says Chazal, what greatness of Das is to reconcile two shemus, kel deos, to take the Shem Kel and the Shem Avaye, to be able to put them together, that's Das. And that's why if you have no Das, you have no Rachmonus. Rachmonus is a Kodesh Boch, what's pity? We always know that Rachmonus is putting Chesed and Din together. If you have no Das, if you don't strive for that Ichud, you don't get Rachmonus. That's why the person doesn't get Rachmonus. Rabbi said these two ideas, Das and Ish, which is Das is the ability to connect, and Ish is the ability to procreate, right? Which the Gros says, this is the Milo of Yosef. The Pasuk says by Yosef, the Chachom say, Achrei Odia is called Zois, when you have Das, which means that you're able to put the Chochm and Bina, Ein Chochm v'novon kamoicha, that you put Chochm and Bina together, you strive to achieve a higher part of the dream that was not said. And you brought your own interpretation. You connect to a source of the dream that wasn't there. And you actually interpret, gave the interpretation, that's in Achrei Odia, he has Das. Once you have Das, you're able to procreate. Once you create Ichud, the natural of the Ichud is to create something. The same way the Ichud Zohar and Ekeva creates children. We are here to create and to be Anoshim. Says Chazal, the Chazal say, what's Gadus? Gadus is to have the ability of the two. To create unity, Das, which is your Gimel, and the ability to procreate. So that's what Samech says, you need two things for Das. For a Godel, you need Das, which is the ability, not only the knowledge, because it's not regular knowledge. Regular knowledge is a Goy. It's the Das of your Gimel, of putting together the Chochma and Bina, and by doing that, the ability to procreate. That is Gadlus. That's why the Beshe Chochdor Sameach says Gadlus is the ability to procreate. And we said that even though it's ability to procreate, there is a component of Das, which is the ability to have the Das of Yud Gimel, which is creating the Yichud of Chochm and Bina. Chochm and Bina, there are two of them. One of them is in the lower sense, in a person's human behavior. You have to connect your intellect with your emotions, desires, with the intellect, that's called Das, and that's Chochmu Bina, which is Moicha in Liba, and then there is a Das of Keser, that you connect your own human rational understanding with the mystical, with the transcendent. That's what Yosef did. He created, he interpreted the dream, but he accessed a part of the dream that wasn't there. That is Keser, taking our own human understanding to a higher form. That is the Chibur of Chochm and Bina, and in essence, this is what allows us to procreate and to create pairs. And Rav Tzodek summarizes, Ki adas umokum achsheves amoach im rotzen halev hanelam. And there is a Chibur, sometimes to connect the revealed knowledge to this intuitive knowledge. There is what's called external knowledge and internal knowledge. That in itself is also Das. Gami koiches bashal lev laguf koshken lepumo shumadrega achron shumo izgarus lazula ziudarga diknes esrol. There are feelings that you could communicate to others. Shekiru terem piagvur avler shenema shakinim in shiko espio. But then there's a madrega of Moshe, Shol Lamor, madrega miromem is madrega soilamaze. But then you could connect your feelings to a higher form of feelings. Mash meyachroina lirir shoina mipuma liba. Says the Machshev Chorutz. There is another keser that you connect the revealed feelings and the revealed knowledge to the transcendent, from the heyachroina to the heyrishoina, to the revealed feelings, the revealed desires, to the inherent hidden core desires, which is the desires of the shofar, right? Which is that voice which is not expressed. There is something which is called desired, which is verbalized. That's puma. And then there's liba lepuma logale. There is the desire which is beyond words, apophatic. That's desire of the shofar. That is also das. That's a das of keser. So not only connecting chokhma and bina, but within bina, connecting the bina shebe bina and the chokhma shebe bina. The heart, which is the revealed heart, the puma, and liba lepuma logalia. Vezeo sheomer broch zir shamam zegabi moyshe miltata zurtartehi. Kilgabi knesol, Hashem shel mim rak zeo knesis sol. Kiadu etara leal gobi musa. Vikorba levira shamayim zikorba lev kmo shomur biyuma. Velev kmo shomur berchele drachmona liba boy. Nasof lechush eri apem eduba kimaleif. You know that the lev is what a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants. But there is a revealed lev which is verbalized at that puma. Vezeo shtadu knesis sol. The shtadu of knesis sol is to verbalize that core inherent above verbal feelings of the heart. So says the Groa, that in itself is chibur of chokhmah and bina, is that. It's not only chokhmah and bina, which is the intellect and the emotions. Within the emotions, there is the bina sheba bina and chokhmah sheba bina. They are the elements of the emotions which are easy to express, is easy to verbalize, to a feeling, to a world of emotions which are beyond words, are prophetic. And the avoida is connect liba lepuma logalia. She is kukula belkehid shoyna liyo is trained reind lo mispash. And leosid lovoi, the hei tachtoina and the hei aliyoina, both are bina, they are going to be connected. The verbal expression to the unexpressible emotions, that is also das. Ke she is do legavois listakus lev legam lvovi yovin vishova. Leosid lovoi is when the heart becomes purified. And I think that that's Givaldi. So it comes out that das is always chibur. That's why das is chibur vayodem yodes chova yishtoi. That's why das by us is shnas yud gimel, or the inherent yud beis by noshim. And says Chassam Sofer, it doesn't matter, it's not knowledge. Goyim have knowledge. We have das which is chibur. Chibur, we saw, is the chibur of das and the chibur of keser. Chibur of das is connecting chokhma and bina. And that's emotions and the intellect. But then there's a chokhmah of keser connecting the rational, the methodic, the you with the thou. The I and the thou. That is the chibur of chokhmah and bina, which Chazal say with b'chinas keser. And Reb Tzadok says even more. Even within bina itself, there is a chibur between the expressed bina, which is the hei achroina, to the hei rishoina, which is the inherent, innate, non-verbal emotions and feelings. And that's das. That's why by a Jew is das. So says the Gro, what in the world? The world was created as Mindset Berkovis. Chochma and Bina, just to explain, and Das connected to, that's the maskala. And that's the avoida Sodom, is the Das, taking the Das, and by creating the Chibur, you create pairs. As we know, like Zohar and Akiva creates pairs. That's Ish. That's why the Gados of Ish, that components, Das and the ability to be Moilit. And therefore, the only difference is that our Das is a Das that's not totally on knowledge, but totally on Ichud. That's why is Yugimel, said the Chassam Sofer, that's what they find Das of a Jew. And that's why by Chibur of Zohar Nekev, which Kiddushin said the Mitchas Chinuch, even though technically Das, by Das Acher is Makne, should have been enough, here's a cost of that has to be Ish, which is Shnas Yugimel. So Mei HaKadosh Baruch Hu did allow us that. I think that this is what defines the Jews, Das. And das is what the world is all about. Before Chet Etzadas, this Ichud was natural. That Ichud was obvious. That connection was there. The world of the Chet Etzadas created a separation. If you remember the separation between the Chama and the Levona. It created a separation between the fruit and the tree. Our avoida is das is reconnecting. Das, in Chazal say, that's the maskala. Das can connect from below or from above. But that's the avoida, and that's the das that defines our avoida. And that's why Godless is das and asiyah spheris, which is das and ish. That's the unique about Yosef, and in itself, this is how Paro realized that his das is not only giving an interpretation of what's there, but accessing something which is higher. That's why he was only evaluated by Paro when he was able to not only interpret what was there, but to access something which was not there, which was not verbal, the part of the dream that was not revealed. If you do that, and the reason I'm saying this is in this world, right? And I'm just going to mention my political views here a little bit. Everybody knows that there was a famous op-ed by this guy on this guy Epstein on Joe Biden, saying that a doctor should be only not somebody on the humanities, for sure not an education, should only be somebody who gives, basically who gives, who allows babies to be born, like Ish. And he doesn't realize that in Chazal, it's not only a doctor, it's not the one who brings babies to the world, right? He is not a midwife. That's Ish. Das, for us, which is the doctor Das, is the Chibur of Chochma and Bina, which is the humanities and the exact sciences, which Ben Shapiro writes that he thinks that only doctors should be called the people from the exact sciences. In the humanities should not be a doctor. In Chazal, you see that's not true. In Chazal, knowledge is the Chibur of Chochma and Bina, which in itself is the exact sciences and the humanities. Without the chibur of both, that's not das. Jewish das is the chibur, is the ichud of opposing forces, humanities and the exact sciences. If you only give a doctorship to go to the one with exact sciences, that's anoshim, the whole melocha. It's only what's called practical. But we believe that nothing practical can come. There's no ish unless there is a chibur of Zohar and Nekeva, which is in essence the chibur of Chochmah Bina. In Chazal, anoshim, the ability to procreate, is a derivative of gadlus. If you have no gadlus, if you have no das, you can procreate. And therefore, the two of them go hand in hand. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu allow us in this to fulfill our mission in this world, to actually be Mechaber Chochmah and Bina. So I'm going to open the microphone for everybody. So give me a second. If anybody has any questions, please, or would like to have any comments, I would love to hear your comments.
Yeah. Arif, so that's Vayeda Adam et Chava Ishto.
That's exactly right. That's it, Yaron. For us, it's so givaldic that this is what Das is all about, right? This is Das. There is no anybody who goes only on one level with it without Chava Ishtoi. That's it. That's why all that is not Sholem.
Huh? That's procreation that comes from Das.
From Das, exactly. And that's why in Kishu Yelamidas, you're on, right? You can only have Leda because in Kishu Yelamidas, the Chibur has to be Midas. You realize that Chazal say Givaldik, you're on. You're saying to have children, you need to be Mechaber for Zohar and the Kev, Vayeda, right? And in Kishu, Yelamidas, right? There's no way to be Mechaber without Das.
Who's this Epstein fellow?
He's a professor.
He's a wonderful man. He published so much. You read commentary. He's very prolific. He's a smart man. He's a good man. And, you know, his point was much more narrower, and the liberals just destroyed them for nothing.
I'm telling you, I read it. I didn't even see any comments. I was appalled because it violates, I told you, Yaron, this is their view of the world, that Das, they have corrupted
point.
Das.
It was nothing to do with Das. It was simply a doctor is a medical doctor. It was a simple pusher thing he was making.
Oh, why? Why doctorship is not that? And I told you, Ben Shapiro says I should give only, you see Ben Shapiro's tweet? He says you should give doctors. Should be given only to exact sciences. That's what they want.
So that's
STEM.
A different thing. That's no. Ben Shapiro is wrong.
Yeah, but this is okay.
He went and he wasn't saying that you couldn't be a PhD. He's recognizing Joseph Epstein was simply saying if you're going around calling yourself a doctor, you should be a medical doctor. Not everyone who has a PhD should go. I'm sorry. Rabbi Dr. Ari Berger.
But it violates the idea that Das, I'm telling you, doctor is Das.
Avoid confusion. Doctors are medical.
You see, and much more to do with it. You see, Aaron, I was thinking to myself, you realize that in the world, today in the universities, Trump and there's all these people, they want to cancel humanities. They would like to get people into technical schools. And our ability of DASI is technical schools take you nothing, because to be Moilid, you have to be Yodas Chava Ishtoi.
Right.
The only way to be Moilid is Zohar and the Keva, Chochma and Bin and Chazal. It's called the exact sciences and humanities.
You can be the same thing as everyone else. You know?
There's always a political level here.
Saw the opportunity to go after to go his pet peeve about doctors being medical doctors, so you went after Jill Biden, and everyone else kind of him because they went after their thing, and now you're jumping up the other thing. Everyone's coming with their own agenda.
For sure, welcome. Yes, Mayor.
Epstein may not have das, pashut. That's number one. but he's
a marvelous, prolific writer.
I don't care much about Epstein right now. Anyway, the point is that the fact that Yosef knew a chelik of the dream that was not vocalized by Paran, right?
Yeah, the Paran didn't even remember, right?
Right. What's interesting, though, is how would that piece in the dream even exist where there was no concept, at least no knowledge during the dream? Paran had no knowledge about hunger or any other problems that you needed chacham for. He saw cows. Why do I need chacham for cows?
Because you see how gevaldig is the intuition is before. You realize that's not verbal, right? He didn't have interpretation. He had a part of the dream. That's why he forgot, because that part of the dream is so
intuitive.
It didn't connect. It doesn't make any sense, because you're right. What does he have to do? Ish chacham and oven come and go and appoint somebody.
Cows, what do I need chacham for?
Exactly right. Mayor, this is the idea. The idea is that sometimes there is an intuition, there is a feeling, and you don't know how to express it. You don't know. See, Reb Tzadik, by the way, this is so practical, right? Because it's practical like this, that if you have sometimes a desire to somebody and you just can't understand why, you've got to find why and you have to connect it and try to verbalize. Those part of the dreams which are not verbalized, that are verbal, those part of the dreams that isn't forgotten, they give you probably the strongest message. Can you talk with me? I'm going to tell you, Mayor, guys, a very personal story, right? I decided to go into academic studies. How did I do this? Why? If you don't go in a cognitive way, it doesn't make any sense, right? But I had a desire that sometimes it's impossible to explain, and just things fall, so you're just being pushed. So if you feel this way, you just go, and then you make the right decisions. But all of those decisions are not cognitive. All these decisions are not rational. It's like the part of the dream that doesn't make any sense.
But it's scary.
You know that it's there.
Scary to follow it without real knowledge of interpretation, no?
Yes, but you have to find an interpretation. And the truth is you have to try to verbalize. Absolutely. Mayor, that's the hardest. So that's why you need chochem v'noven kamoicha. Yosef can only bring a mashbir al Eretz Mitzrayim if he's able to connect to those non-verbal ideas. I think that this, by the way, this grow is unbelievable, right? This is unbelievable. To give interpretation, I always say interpretations, any ad hoc interpretations are there. But to connect to something that doesn't make sense, that is, because Paro saw that thing, for sure he forgot me. What does that mean with cows, with chochem and noven? What does that have to do with the cows?
The difficulty with Shidduchim, you have similar with Shidduchim, in other words, you don't know where, you have to see what is the true connection.
I tell you, Meir is totally by Shidduchim. Totally by Shidduchim, because by Shidduchim you have sometimes a feeling. By the way, Meir, is in Halacha, the Chassam Sofer always says that when you pass in Halacha, it's never that you have some kind of a rational plan. You have like a feeling, an intuition that this is right. And then you have to find a justification, because just intuitions don't do anything. But you always have to find the part of the dream that's there that you can, and you just have to connect.
Has to feel right.
Has to feel right, but it has to be the part of the dream. If you don't feel right, Mayor, it's exactly what you said, the part of the dream that doesn't make sense, you've got to connect the two. See, this is the beauty of Yosef. I think that this grow, by the way, people, maybe I'm wrong, but this is so fundamental in life. Interpretation of dreams is nothing. It's accessing the non-verbal, the non-rational part of the dream. The dream is what you need to forget.
They used to be questioned. Otherwise, why? Who asked Yosef? He's telling him the dreams very nice. Now, who asked you what to do? Pirate didn't ask for any advice. But meanwhile, it turned out to be that it's a critical part of it.
That's the most critical part of it. That's it. Darling, this is so true, Mayor. In life, it's so true. By the way, all the decisions, right, that they are made, you always have to connect to this intuition and then to try to find a verbalization, to connect it, to find a story, to say why it makes sense. And that's what life is all about, right? All of life is just creating a connection between this intuitive, the keser, and the chokhmah. But you have to be always in touch with that, always in touch with that.
That makes you wholesome afterwards.
Yes, that's the das. That allows you to bring fruit. You cannot bring pears unless you connect to that, because that's the ultimate zocher nekev. What Yaron said, "Ve'odem yodas chav eishtoi, ein kishui ela midas." Only das can bring kishui. Okay, but that's it. That's how Yaakov will help us. That indeed in life we have to always be open to this intuition, these feelings, these ideas, and to be in touch. Telling you, most of my decisions, I always try to have this feeling. But the shiduchim is so true. If you go ahead and you just like check the boxes, it's gurnished. It has to be something that tells you, and you're trying to connect to this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends us all time these messages which are coded. They're not verbalized, or the verbalization makes no sense. That's why it's so easy to forget them. You ignore them because you say, what it has to do with the price of Team China? Why, what you call Yafke Dish, Yafke Dalerit Mitzrayim, doesn't make any sense. See, people, we should have a very good Shabbos and a great time, and we'll see you next week. And like Yaron says, what? Have you heard? That's Bezois Hanukkah. By the way, Mayor, this is what the Hashmonaim got. You think that they had in the plan the strategies because they just felt, listen, we've got to do something here.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.